Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me here in studio is Mike Nolan. He is the director of the Small Business Development Center here in Mankato, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You have some things to talk about regarding innovation.
Well, it's a very exciting part of entrepreneurship, and one that we're seeing more and more talk about. I think I'm really, I'm in awe of the great things happening up at Taylor Center. So here you have a $1 billion business that realizes that it has to think entrepreneurially inside its own organization. And so they've created a team and some architecture. They've created the Innovation Center. And at that Innovation Center, they bring in students from MSU. They have student-led teams where they get to think and develop ideas almost at a Shark Tank kind of level, and they bring those out to other divisions to have them funded. And it's this kind of innovative thinking that I'm seeing driven in companies such as United Health Group and Taylor Corp, U.S. Bank, Target. You have these big companies thinking and designing entrepreneurial innovative systems. And we're using that more and more every day as we help our clients of the Small Business Development Center. About 400 businesses a year come to the Small Business Development Center here at MSU. About half of those want to start an idea from scratch. About half of those are people who are in businesses looking to grow. And one of the tools we use most often is the Lean Model Canvas. And the Lean Model Canvas is a way to, on one page or on one whiteboard, to start to visualize the workings of an idea. We work on the value proposition and how that works out to the customer segmentation. Is it meeting their needs? Is it fulfilling those gains that they want? Is it relieving the pain points in their lives? How does that value proposition match up to what they want to have happen, each individual market segment? We look at the channels by which we reach people. We're seeing more and more people thinking outside the box instead of a physical to a physical, like a shoe store. You see a shoe store thinking about selling online, like a Zappos. You think about insurance agents who for years had a storefront where they're selling a virtual product, intangible contracts, but you're delivering those in a physical location. Is there a different way to do it? So you're seeing those different channels being explored. And identifying key partnerships right away. And I think that's one of the great leverages being pulled up at Taylor Corp is the fact that there are 80-plus individual business units. And how do we leverage? What are those key partnerships we can do within our own corporate umbrella? And what are those other corporate partners? So innovation is a language being talked about across campus. Especially love the work being done in our own College of Business here as we bring on the entrepreneurship minor, and we're seeing people, everyone from nursing students to engineering students to business students, all coming together and thinking entrepreneurially and thinking about ways to innovate within their industries.
Fantastic. Well, Mike, thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
Well, thank you.
Mike Nolan, the director of the Small Business Development Center, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.